Peter Jenkins is walking around the world. He's in Lincolnshire at the moment. Where exactly are you, Peter?
Good morning, Melvin. I'm in a little place, or a hamlet, or possibly just a ham, called Normandy-on-Stone.
Excellent. And where did your walk start, and when did it start?
I started on the 29th of September from Land's End. I went to Lowestoft, and then from Lowestoft I've got to here so far.
This is incredible. When did you decide you were going to walk around the world?
It was probably at the start of the year, back end of last year.
And why?
Number of reasons. Fed up with my job, a few life issues, and my son is well ensconced at college and has more time for girls than he has for me. So I thought it was a good time. If I don't do it now, I never will do it.
So you wanted some me time, if you like.
Yeah, I'm getting plenty of that.
I mean, what was it, a bit of a shake-up? You were fed up with your job, you said. What were you doing?
I was a renewable energy consultant.
And how then did you look at this? Because it's a big step to actually say, I'm going to give up my job and actually just walk around the world. I mean, how can you afford to do it to start with?
Sold up everything, and so what I have plus sponsors' money will complete the job.
Fantastic. When you sat down to do this, I mean, when I saw that you were walking the world, I thought this would be the equivalent of walking the world. You would do a certain distance, but you are physically walking around the world, aren't you?
That's correct. I'm doing the UK first, then Ireland, then back to my hometown in Swindon, and then a couple of weeks there just catching up on a couple of books that I'm writing, talk to a few more sponsors, and then off to Europe, USA, Australia, and Southern Asia, and just dipping down into the tip of North Africa.
I had a note through, I think, from some people you were staying with earlier in the week. So is that what you're tending to do? Are you sort of picking up on old contacts and saying, by the way, have you got a bed for the night?
No, that was purely by chance. I phoned them the day before and said, what are you doing? You know, I'm passing through for a cup of tea, and they kindly put me up, Paul and Liz from Pinchbeck, just outside Grantham. I've had people take me in. I've had physical problems. I've blown a right knee. I've had shin splints, and people have taken me in at my worst moments. But generally, it's camping in fields and cow sheds or anywhere I can find, really.
And how? What are you doing? Are you cooking for yourself and those sorts of things?
Yes, except for after work. People, as I go around, I'm stopping in cafes, and people are donating meals and stuff like that, which is absolutely fantastic. I had a stopover last night at a place called Dairy Maid in Skellingthorpe, just outside, just north of Lincoln.
Which, oh yes, the ice cream parlour.
Possibly the best I've ever been to. I just very, very much like to say thank you very much to the owners and the staff there. They were great.
So you weren't too far from us, because that's just around the Lincoln bypass, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's Joe I spoke to, and she talked about going into Lincoln. I'm a bit of a driven person, and I've got a schedule, and I'm trying to keep to it. And the thought of doing another sort of 6 or 7 miles out after having walked 20-plus yesterday, and I've got to get to Gainsborough today. So yeah.
No, you're better off stopping for an ice cream than coming to see us. I can guarantee that. Guarantee that one. So, I mean, what have the walking conditions been like for you so far?
So far it's been fine. I mean, the night before last, the temperature dropped quite dramatically. It was the first time I've had ice on the inside and the outside of a tent. But generally, it's been okay, but I do expect it to get, as I go further north, quite a lot worse and obviously a lot colder.
You're raising money and raising awareness. Tell us a bit about the organisation you're supporting.
Well, I'm supporting two organisations, Cancer Research and UNICEF. The UK and Ireland will be more for cancer research because it's UK-based, whereas where I go globally, it will be more UNICEF. And I'm trying to raise £2 million over the course of the 4.5 years it's going to take me. It's 26,000 miles.
Yeah, 26,000 miles, 32 countries. I was going to say, how long is it going to take? I mean, you're estimating up to 54 months. It doesn't sound quite as bad when you put it in months.
No, if you say it quickly, it doesn't sound far at all, does it?
And do you have the plan? Have you looked at the world and you know where you're going to be potentially in 40 months' time, or is that too far ahead? Will you plan that later?
Yeah, I mean, things like this, really, you really have to take it day by day, because, you know, you can't account for the weather. And obviously, when you get abroad, you've got border problems, visa problems. So I know of other people that have been held up at borders for months trying to get through. So I'm taking it one day at a time at the moment. 40 months down the line, I'd like to think that I'm sort of coming back into Europe. I've got to go over the Himalayas into Uzbekistan and do all of the Stans, and then drop down into Bulgaria and Turkey. So I would hope I would be back in Europe in about 40 months.
I like the way you say I'm going to do all of the Stans. That sounds good.
Well, it's only because I can't say them.
Look, you said earlier that that your son now is more interested in girls than he is in what you're doing. Has he taken a bit more of an interest now? Did he believe Dad was going to do this?
I don't know. I mean, he's 16. Girls and football tend to take, you know, preoccupy most 16-year-old boys' times. No, he's been great. He's been very supportive. It's obviously tough on him. But he's been great, and my family have been great too.
I tell you what, I bet he, deep down, even if he hasn't said it, I bet he's very, very proud of what you're doing, and we are as well, Peter. This is going to take you up to Gainsborough, then, your leg today. What are you tending to do? Are you on footpaths? Are you on the roads? What are you doing?
Mostly roads, yeah. And I'm going to follow GPS, God bless it. I mean, the distance as the crow flies is never as GPS flies, so you normally have to allow another 10-15%, so Gainsborough is about 20 miles, I think, today. But I've averaged, since leaving Land's End, I think 23 miles a day.
Well done. Brilliant. Look, Peter, I wish you all the best, mate, and I hope it continues to go well. And if people want to support you, what's the best thing to do?
All I can do is direct them to my website, which is www.worldwalk4aid.com. And then there are two places to donate. There's a Virgin Money donation halfway down the page, or they can go to GoFundMe, which just helps me fund my trip.
Either way. Brilliant. Look, Peter, I wish you well, mate. A bit of a struggle today, but a good walk to Gainsborough will keep you in trim. Peter Jenkins, who's walking the world. He literally is walking around the world. I thought it was going to be one of these things where they say, oh, I'm going to swim the channel, or I'm going to cycle the channel, and you do the equivalent of the distance, but you just stay here. He is actually walking around the world. Will take him between 48 and 54 months. 26,000 miles across 32 countries, and today he's here in Lincolnshire.